Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, at the end of last year, I travelled to the Mornington Peninsula, a beautiful part of Australia, and I went to many different vineyards and beautiful restaurants. And one of my favourite was Montalto, and had lunch there in the gorgeous restaurant with the winemaker there, Simon Black. And I'd like to welcome to the show today a guy who's got a very interesting job, the artist and creative director of the Montalto Sculpture Prize and Exhibition. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Hi, guys.
It's a beautiful part of the world that you live in, isn't it?
It's a magic part of the world. I feel very very lucky to be where I am.
Now, sitting there looking out over those vineyards and olive grove, and of course these extraordinary sculptures, tell me, how does the sculpture prize work? It's an annual exhibition, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's annual. So sort of during the middle of the year, we start advertising for artists to submit proposals to be in the show, and then towards the end of the year, around November, when the deadline is up, mm-hmm. we get together with our collection of judges and we go through all the proposals and choose finalists to be exhibited in the prize.
So you have over 100 submissions received, 24 finalists that are then selected.
Yep.
So what does the art range from, or what are we looking at to begin with? What does the 100 consist of, and what do you weed it down to?
It's a whole mixture of artworks, and, you know, both in scale, material, price, whether it's an installation, an ethereal installation, through to a sort of a monolithic piece of work. It's extremely varied, and it's a hard process.
Yeah.
Getting down from 100 plus to this year to 24 that are going to be in the show.
And to set it in a 50-acre natural amphitheatre of the estate's vineyards must be quite classic as well, hey?
Oh, look, it's lovely seeing the landscape evolve when these works start to be installed, which is happening next week.
How big's your backyard, Michael? It's not 50 acres.
It's certainly not as big as theirs.
How many people come to this big exhibition, though? You must have thousands.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're taking into account all the people that are passing through the property, you know, not just for sculpture, but for the dining experience and wine tasting as well. I mean, you know, we're introducing sculpture to a hell of a lot of people. And also, obviously, you do have the people who come down for the show itself. But, you know, it's hard to put sort of a finger on numbers.
Yeah.
But we'd like to hope that there'd be 1,000 people a week coming to the property.
Now, the property's actually quite famous for people getting engaged there, is that right?
I believe so. I believe there have been quite a few. They do, you know, the great catered picnic, private picnic sites. There's sort of, I think there's 5 picnic sites that you can book out, and obviously they're pretty romantic spots. So.
It's just so beautiful. That doesn't surprise me at all. And listen, I've got to ask, what's the garden like at the moment? Because when I was there, I met with Wendy Mitchell, who owns the property, and she was pottering around in the pottage, and it just looked absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's the time of year to be there and look around that garden. I was just there yesterday, sort of dealing with another sculpture on site, sort of relocating one, and having to go back through the vegetable gardens, and couldn't help but grab a zucchini along the way.
Oh, that's nice.
There's some lovely stuff going on there at the moment.
Well, when you see her next, she gave me some pumpkin seeds, and I've got to tell her that I've planted them, and I've already got some up. So
fantastic.
It's looking good. So New South Wales has got some of Montalto's pumpkins on its way.
Loves nothing more than to share.
Thanks, Neil, for joining us today. And for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. It's always interesting what people put in their gardens. Like, you know, sculpture seems to be on the increase.
Yeah, just I think the way the whole place is being designed, you sort of sit in this really lovely restaurant building and you look down onto it all. Mm. So the sculptures throughout all the paddocks and the vineyards and, you know, some of them I would question in terms of taste level, but most of them, I've got to say, were pretty extraordinary.
Fantastic.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.